Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman. Of course, I want to thank everyone for your belief and your trust in this platform. Folks, if I can put out a plea, look, we are constantly under attack, and we are being attacked in ways that I'm not going to get into. But if you saw the show yesterday, I think it was the day before, I got into a little bit of what Alex Jones is going through with respect to the Department of Justice. That's not too dissimilar to what's taking place here. We are attempting to do things in the field, obviously, away from the microphones, as you well know. We are working with other organizations to help save children, specifically those of child sex trafficking. So here's my plea. Okay, my plea is simple. If you can help support us, please do that. Please do that. We were going through the books, and look, I know times are tough, and I get that. I'm not asking for anyone, no one who can't support us. I'm not asking for your support, but those who can and are looking for a platform to support, we're very good stewards with our funds, and we do use a portion of our funds to actually go into the field and to assist in the rescuing of those being trafficked. And we've had some good, great successes, actually. So I appreciate that. It's very expensive to do what we do. It's very laborious, but we would appreciate your support. So I am asking from the bottom of my heart for you to, if you can, if you have that ability, please support us. And also, please, you know, another thing too, support our sponsors, those companies who have elected to become our sponsors. Support them as well. For example, and look, I do hand select sponsors, okay? Real simple. One of the things that I found, and just like groceries and gas and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months as well. Now, the power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number of 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Think about that. Some power companies have a shocking $13 million in uncollected bills because why? Well, the average household can't afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the power companies show no signs of lowering costs, and the inflation keeps rising. Regardless of what you hear on the media, the inflation rates are rising. Things are becoming more and more and more expensive. And it's because of the fiscal policies of this out-of-control regime. But I digress. But one thing I did, and I'm going to share this with you, and I ask that you take advantage of this. I've been lowering my energy bills, and if you look around, well, you can't see the entire studio, but there is a lot of electricity going through this studio, let me tell you. Eric the Tech knows. He's been, I think he's been shocked a few times, but anyway. One amazing, amazing little device that I absolutely love is this, all right? This, you plug this in, one by the circuit breaker, or if you have a fuse box, one there, and then, you know, one throughout your house, maybe at the far end of your home, and then in the middle, depending on how big your house is. You might want to get two or three of these. The best way to beat the utility costs is this device and put money in your pocket every month. This gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, and ensure consistent, safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Folks, be sure to use my link in the description below. to get a 60-day risk-free trial. 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase. And folks, they're selling fast. Don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. Order now. Look in the description box below for the link, but don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. All right. A lot of things to get into today. And I've got two, only two at this first part of this first segment of the show. I only have two video segments. Now, they're lengthy, but I cut them down as best I could in terms of relevance. Obviously, we are being invaded, and that's by design. The invasion that's taking place right now is by design. But we're being invaded by land, by sea, and by air. But by land, of course, the southern border. You've seen that. To a lesser extent, the northern border. You got 1,969 miles in the southern border, minus the legal entry points. In the northern border, you've got a larger northern border. But one other border that we don't talk about is that of the sea. That we're going to talk about because a lot of people are not putting together what is happening in Europe. The template for the U.S. is following what is happening in Europe. And folks, you've got to really understand this. I read a lot. I have sources who I speak to about this issue. And in fact, I did we're doing a webinar about the invasion, my presentation about the invasion of the southern border with Pastor Paul Begley. That's coming out toward the end of the month on his platform, Paul Begley Prophecy. But I do want to say this. If you look what the Biden regime, not Biden, because the guy is cognitively impaired. I'm not even sure he knows what day it is. But aside from that, the people who are handling him, who are setting the policy, are the very same people who were involved in the Obama regime for 8 years. Okay, now, again, I cannot stress this enough. What is taking place right now is taking place on a global scale. This mass, now this is their word, not mine. This mass migration, which I would call a mass invasion, is taking place in all Western countries. And you have to ask yourself, why? Well, if you listen to people like Joy Reid and other people, it's like a climate change, it's bad conditions, economic conditions, people are running away from different things. Okay, that might be a small percentage, but you do not get to this level. You do not get to this level of invasion of a country because of that. Because that's always been here. That's always been here. I mean, throughout history, you've had a migration. You've had asylum seekers. But those were the exception. Now we have the open door policy of Biden. Don't forget, 100 days, in his first 100 days, Biden signed 94 executive orders reversing President Trump's handling of the southern border alone. Well, of the border related issues. Why? That was by design. He ran on the platform too. We're going to throw open the doors, surge the border. Do you remember those video clips? I could show them to you, but you remember that. You should remember that. Surge the borders, and that they did. And I speak to or have communications with people like Michael Yon, also to take information from Ben Bergwam, and Todd Bensman, for example, these are the people who know what's going on and are sounding the alarm bells. Now, folks, we are in the most perilous time in American history right now. And I'm going to say this right now, as I sit here, expect, and you can expect this in the near term, a mass casualty event to take place in the United States within the next weeks, days, weeks, months, that will eclipse 9/11. And this is not going to be a false flag by the pure definition of false flag. This will be, from everyone I spoke to, everyone I have been speaking to, they've been sounding the alarm bells like I've never heard before. This will be a something that will be so horrific that it's going to cause many people to react, which will in fact cause a reaction from the federal government. All right. What I'm trying to tell you is this clampdown, this martial law is coming. Look, for example, at the subways and the hubris in New York and the hubris of that Kathy Hochul as governor. I mean, look at what's going on there. But I want to get into this because what's taking place in Gaza right now, it's coming to the U.S. You're going to have nearly a million Palestinians, and a lot of them with chips on their shoulders, coming into the U.S., compliments of Biden. Don't forget, the official numbers, by the way, are crap. Oh, we've had 9 million, 11 million since Biden took over. Okay, no, it's many more than that number. And many of the people coming across the border are dangerous people. In fact, I don't know how many people know this. Ray, Christopher Ray, head of the FBI, constantly sounding the alarm as a CYA measure. Hey, it's not me, man. It's not me. I'm just telling you. You know, that's what he's saying. It's not me. It is him. It's his policies. But there is an Iranian assassin. There's an Iranian military assassin, essentially, that has put together a squad that's going after high-level Trump appointees. Did you know that? Or high-level Trump people affiliated with President Trump. Think about this for a second. And the FBI is saying, well, we know he's here. We know what he looks like. We know his name. We just don't know where he is. You really think that, are they that incompetent? I think perhaps they are, but it's even worse than that. It's by design. Now, the first clip I want to show you in the show notes, and folks, you can go to HagmanPI.com and check the show notes. The first one I want to show you, let me get this, make sure I'm 100% accurate here, is we had House Republicans, and I think 14 Democrats signed on to this as well. They passed this immigration resolution condemning Biden's open border. Now, this was on, I believe it was yesterday, could have been the day before, I'm not sure. Steve Bannon had talked with Todd Bensman. Now, Todd Bensman, let me tell you something. The guy is an extremely intelligent man. He's written a book called Overrun and another book or two. But I'm telling you, the information contained in that book alone is worth the price of the book. And he's been on the front lines as a part of the Border Patrol. The guy knows what he's talking about. This caught my attention. Now, I'm starting it in the middle of this clip, but I want you to listen to what he's got to say. And don't forget, when you listen to this, think about what Biden regime or the Obama regime being instructed by many levels over Obama to bring in the Palestinians, and they're building this pier, if you will, of ships over in Gaza to bring these 750 to a million Palestinians into the U.S. This on top of the 320,000 secret flights at night to 43 different airports in the United States of illegals that are not counted at the southern border. So this, in addition to the 25,000 plus communist Chinese fighting age men who are in the country already and who are getting orders from and being supervised by things called or institutions called the Confucius Institutes. If you haven't heard about this, please research it. Now that some are saying, well, you know, and by the way, the Confucius Institutes are this nebulous groups operating out of universities primarily. And then you've got the Chinese Communist Party police stations, if you will, that, well, they're closed. No. They're just reformatted and moved. But you have this infrastructure of individuals in this country. This is perhaps one of the most dangerous times and dangerous situations we've ever faced. All right, I want to show you this clip from Todd Benzman with Steve Bannon. Please pay very close attention. And he addresses briefly what I just mentioned about, I think I included that pier over in Gaza. But this is about what's going on in Haiti. And by the way, we spoke about this, Steve Quayle, about the cannibalism in Haiti. And you've got, folks, you've got to understand how far back this goes, the history behind this. This goes back into the early 1800s. When I say that, I'm talking about the Haiti as a country and how Haiti has really been raped by people like the Clintons, Bill and Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, $13 billion to the Clinton Foundation for Haiti, which never made it to the people, went back to the Clintons in the form of these campaign donations. And I'm going back now around 10 years. But what the globalists have done to Haiti to create this cannibalistic chaos is beyond comprehension. And I would urge everyone to really look into this, to really study this, because what is happening there, they are bringing there here. You know, I don't want to sound crass, but I'm going to anyway. You know, with the people coming from Haiti into the U.S., don't think they're bringing in merely people who want to get away from this cannibalistic, this mob rule in Haiti. No, you know, one day you could be in the suburbs, and because you live in a blue sanctuary city in a blue state, you could be out sitting in your porch one summer day and smell, hey, somebody's having a barbecue. Well, it could be shish kebab being barbecued. And if you think I'm being crass or funny, I'm not. This is a culture that is being imported into this country by deliberately on purpose, by these globalist scumbags who want you dead. Play clip cut one, House Republicans. This is Todd Benzman with Steve Bannon. Please pay close attention to what is said here. And then on the other side of this, I've got much more to get into. Here it is.
Okay, Senator Tommy Tuberville on Friday on this show, is sitting exactly where Dave Brat is sitting now, said that, hey, 750, once the port is built, once this pier, the Navy builds this pier into Gaza, 750,000, the Biden regime intends to bring at least 750,000 Palestinians from Gaza to the United States from that pier via Europe. Haiti is imploding right now. You've got nothing but mealy mouth. That's why we played Gates grilling a Biden regime official yesterday. They have no intention of turning this back. That's why they got the Coast Guard. You're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, pouring into Florida. Give me your assessment.
This is a very important situation to watch, not just for national security, but for the election. The ingredients for a what she called a maritime mass migration are fully in place. The state has failed. People in Haiti are getting on boats, and the first ones are starting to land in Florida. They're going to head to Florida. The smugglers are bringing them into Florida. What to watch for here, this is very important in the coming days, is whether the Biden government interdicts them at sea with naval assets, not just Coast Guard assets, and turns them back and repatriates them either to Haiti or to Guantanamo Bay, which has been done in the past. That's an option. Or lets them hit the shores of Florida and then processes them in. If they let them hit the shores of Florida and let them in, then you will have an immediate mass migration by sea of an order that I think we haven't seen in, you know, many, many decades. We've seen these things pop in 91 and 94. Every president tries to turn this back. But I don't, what I'm hearing, I have a source in U.S. Customs and Border Protection, very well placed, who is telling me that the orders are to have the Coast Guard follow the boats to Florida and let them land. We'll see if that holds, but there are
Hang on. Slow down. Repeat that. You're saying a well-placed source is confirming your worst fear, which is the Coast Guard will basically be a convoy service and allow them to set foot in the United States, in which we have the whole madness of the paroles and all that. Is that what you're hearing from senior sources?
Yeah. BP frontline guys are being told that that's what's going to happen. Now, that would be a political catastrophe for the Biden administration. So maybe they'll come to their senses about that and ship them to Guantanamo Bay, and that'll put a stop to it right away. Or really, even more, effective would be to put together a international force to go in and settle Haiti down and restore order. That's more an expensive diplomatic issue there. But if they just let them land and process them in Florida, it's gonna be a maritime invasion. And this is something to watch very closely. It's very significant. Hopefully it just goes away and they, nothing happens. But I'm told that the first leading of the flotilla is about 3 days out at sea, and they should start to hit the Keys in Florida in just 72 hours. Okay, so we're going to have to watch right to see.
And be ready to pick that up, if you don't mind. Eric the Tech, by the way, what a godsend he is. Support us so we can continue to have Eric the Tech do what he does. Look, folks, what Todd Benzman just said there, his source telling him not to interdict but to follow. You might say, well, why follow? Why would they do that? Because from the humanitarian side, look, these boats are not Chris Craft boats that are being used by the smugglers who are bringing these people over. These boats are made out of, tires or whatever's available there. And the orders that were given were to save any capsized vessels, save the people from the capsized vessels, and escort them into South Florida, where I just was. And I'm telling you, people, when I was down there, people are aware of the desire, and especially Florida is targeted. Why? Because of President Trump, okay, in part. And then, of course, secondarily, like him or don't like him, I don't care, DeSantis, his policies. All right. There is this punishment desire to punish the people who support President Trump, DeSantis, whoever, that is associated with the America First crowd. And this is all part of the plan. If you understand what they're doing, and you heard Todd Bensman say, well, this would be a PR disaster for Biden. Understand this. They don't care. They don't care. They're using Biden as a whipping boy right now. They're taking advantage of his lack of cognitive reasoning abilities. The guy can't even walk, chew gum at the same time. You can see the dementia gait as he walks to Marine One. And damn to hell, Joe Biden and all of the people that have that are doing this to that man, as well as people like Jen Psaki, that communist. These communists are using Biden as a tool at this point. And so is Joe Biden. But listen, this gets worse. This will happen this coming weekend. Okay, this will start this weekend. And you know how the media is. Don't think grandma, grandpa, Uncle Ed is going to be watching this take place. Now, they're going to be watching some screwball, mainstream, lamestream media that are going to be talking about how bad President Trump is, still is, and about the years in prison. Now, they're hiding this from the American people to the extent possible, but where the people are knowledgeable about this, well, they don't care. They don't care. Because Biden's a throwaway. I still think, and I could be wrong. Maybe I've been wrong the whole time, but I still think they're looking to throw him away by the convention. What better way? What better way? All right, go ahead and continue with Bensman.
What the administration does, some boats have already landed, and when they have, they process them right in. Nobody's getting repatriated down there.
I think they're prepared to take the gamble. They've already been condemned by 14 Democrats and the entire Republican side that listed out. And if Carly Bonet, Grace, and Moe can push out that article with the resolution, it's pretty damning. But they're prepared to take the risk. You see, right now they're going to force this on the American people. One thing I know you get a bounce when you say maritime invasion, folks. This is why we cover Europe so closely on this. Is this not going to be the first time? Because this is going to dwarf anything from Cuba or anywhere else previously. We've been invaded by land, and we've been invaded by air. As you broke the story, the Biden regime has sent over 300,000 deep into the country on planes. This is going to be the equivalent for the first time, really, on a mass scale, what's happening in Europe with the boats coming across from North Africa, and of course in England coming across from France. Is it not, Todd Bensman?
Okay, you can cut that. Yeah, and folks, I would urge you to watch the entire show, that entire clip, HagmanPI.com. Open up the program description box. You can watch the first 4 minutes I cut out, as well as the rest of that. Which leads me to this. The same source, this is Steve Bannon in this case. Sam Faddis, I don't know how many people know that name. You should know that name. The guy has his finger on the pulse of things that are taking place here in the United States. He was a covert CIA operative. But one of the good guys, I gotta say, one of the good guys. I know this man, he wouldn't know me. I know of him, and I know him a little bit through mutual acquaintances. He knows what's going on right now because he still has contacts with the intel community. Why did I bring this up? Haiti first, the entire invasion that's taking place for a reason, and that reason is to build up to a 9/11 plus on steroids attack inside the United States between now, in my opinion, my assessment, between now and the election. But let's go to Sam Faddis, same source. This gets picked up right around the 4 minute mark in this clip. Again, HagmanPI.com. Listen to what Sam Faddis has to say about what is coming. Here it is.
Sam Faddis, unprecedented. And this Haitian is going to be the next big deal, right? They're going, first of all, they're going to build the pier in Gaza, right? They're going to build a pier in, with already a navy that's stretched. They're going to build the pier in Gaza to get 750,000 to a million Palestinians out that nobody in the region wants and won't take. They're going to get them into through Italy and then to the good old United States of America. Not me saying that. That's Senator Tommy Tuberville on this show Friday morning. And now with the Haitians, you're going to take hundreds of thousands of those folks down in South Florida, because Bensman told us yesterday they're not looking to repel and send back to Port-au-Prince to repatriate there immediately from sea. You have a mass marine assault and invasion, just like you have from North Africa into Italy and Spain, just like you have them from France into England. Sam Faddis, walk us through why this is unprecedented, and maybe rank order you're thinking about the most dangerous ones we face, the ones that could crab sideways and put us under.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge, Steve, is Ray, is looking at this and trying in this with this unprecedented avalanche of threats, try to grab a hold of which one we want to talk about first. In terms of immediacy, possibility of a terror attack on U.S. soil, the dwarfs 9/11, right? Afghanistan is a terrorist superstate. The Taliban's in charge. Al Qaeda's back in strength. We pretend that that's not true, but it is. It's Al Qaeda's so embedded in Afghanistan with the Taliban now that they actually have senior Al Qaeda officials serving as provincial governors in the Taliban government. So I'm not talking about there's a handful of Al Qaeda guys there. There are camps everywhere. This whole thing is on steroids. Our borders are down. Pakistani Taliban is threatening to topple the government in Islamabad. That's roughly 200 nuclear weapons hanging out in the balance, functional with delivery systems that could be seized. FBI put out what amounts to a national APB, what, a week ago, saying, hey, there's this Iranian intelligence guy on the ground in the United States, and he's looking to assassinate former Trump officials. And we need your help, public, in finding him. What's that tell you? Tells you they can't find him. They have no idea where he is, even though they have all his identification, his personal data, and a photograph of him. It's been a week. The FBI is looking for an Iranian hitman on our soil, and he wants to kill really significant officials, former officials, and they can't find that guy. So what's that tell you about our posture? We have no idea who's here. We can't stop him. We could get hit anytime.
Walk me through the Red Sea, the South China Sea, the Mediterranean, Ukraine. I mean, all of it. And it's all kind of coming into conjunction now, sir.
Now, listen carefully.
Yeah, everything. Look, you were talking about the Houthis, okay, and the Red Sea. So we are losing the war with the Houthis. We're shooting down drones that are basically made in a garage with missiles off the U.S. destroyers that you and I both know cost about $2 million a pop as a rough figure. Also, by the way, those destroyers can't reload at sea. So when you're done firing what you got in your magazine, you got no weapons, and you got to sail someplace. I don't know where the closest place is, probably Rota, Spain, maybe, where they could reload. So not only are we not stopping the attacks, the attacks are intensifying. Commercial ships are sailing all the way around Africa to get away. And I'm going to tell you that any day now, you could have one of those U.S. Navy destroyers out there, the handful we have left, and the Houthis put two dozen drones up, and the next thing you know, that destroyer is out of ammo to intercept those drones. Things are going to impact on a U.S. Navy destroyer.
Okay, cut that. So here is the kind of the summation with the Sam Faddis. I would, again, urge you to watch that entire clip. As a matter of fact, watch the entire episode. But here's the bottom line with this, give you a little bit of Steve Quayle there, bottom line. You've got this Iranian-funded Houthi rebel faction in Yemen. Now, what, building drones in these sheds, these shacks, spending 10, 15 grand, maybe at the outside, to have these drones attack our naval fleet, right? Okay, we fire missiles that cost us $1 million to $2 million per pop to take out a $10,000 drone. And when the missiles are done, that battleship is a sitting duck for more drone activity. But the Biden regime, along with the leftist, communist, embedded, subversive groups within Congress, are feeding money to Iran, who are in turn feeding money to the Houthis in Yemen to do this. Again, is this because of incompetence? I suspect there might be, but even more importantly, it's by design. Why? Because the chaos that will encompass the globe under this potato head, this piece of shit Biden, and every single person who voted for him. And if you voted for Biden, hey, the blood's on your hands too. Because if you didn't do your homework, the hell with you. You live with the consequences. But sadly, so must we. But you've got the most perilous time, and Sam Fattis in American history right now. Because of why? Because of a stolen election. Meanwhile, you've got the FBI coming after people, including this platform, to put us in jail over January 6th. You had this unselect, illegitimate committee. You've got Robert Navarro, by the way, facing 4 months in prison because they ignored a subpoena from this illegitimate committee. But you've got probably 1,000 to 2,000 more people that the weaponized Department of Justice under this piece of crap Biden is coming after us every single day. You've got no idea what's happening behind the scenes. You've got no idea. The fight. Which is why we ask for your support. But folks, watch out. Beginning this weekend, watch out. Because it's coming. You live in Florida? I'm praying for you. Again, I want to thank those who support us. Thank you so very much, including Health Masters. Austin Brewer is with me on deck here. Before we get to Austin, I want to thank again our sponsors. You know, law enforcement agencies across the country, they are struggling to contain these steadily rising violent crime rates. Oh, they're not rising, they're falling. My patoot, they're rising. They're falling. Look, we've got carjackings, homicides, robberies that show no sign of slowing down. They've affected politicians and residents alike, leaving many Americans fearful for their own safety. This is why I want you to remember something. I want to remember this. If you have a pen, write this down. If not, just go to HagmanPI.com, open up today's show notes, and find this link. You ready? This link. Fighter Flare. I know I was going to screw that up. Fighterflare.com. Fighter, F-I-G-H-T-E-R, Flare, F-L-A-R-E.com. And use the promo code HAG, because I'm a hag, as I've been called, 20, HAG 20. I've been protecting myself thanks to this item right here. The Fighter Flare flashlight. I absolutely love it. I take it everywhere I go. This Fighter Flare flashlight is an all-purpose tactical flashlight designed for self-defense and personal security. It features this ultra-bright 800 lumen light with strobe lighting, SOS capabilities that can help blind an attacker, as well as an emergency signal that can be seen for miles, a built-in lighter, a belt cutter. Hey, you get caught in the car, need to cut your seatbelt. This will do it in a heartbeat. Okay. Digital battery life indicator tells you how long your battery is good for. A couple of ways to charge it via USB. A glass breaking hammer. Solar power compass. A compass. So it's also has solar power. It also has a compass, multiple lighting modes, an extender for zooming the lens beam in or out, a built-in power bank for cell phone charging. You heard me right. You can charge your cell phone with this. If you want to put your security back in your hands, the Fighter Flare flashlight can help do just that. Thanks again to Fighter Flare flashlight for sponsoring today's show. You cannot believe how much I love this device. Be sure to use promo code HAG. That's easy to remember. You look at me, you think HAG. HAG 20 and get 20% off, a lifetime guarantee replacement, access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, which is fabulous, and free express shipping, completely complimentary with every order. That's fighterflare.com. Fighterflare.com. I'm going to show you this right here, okay? Because I love this thing. All right. Check this out. So you get stuck in traffic. All right. There you go. You put this on your windshield. I'm kidding about that. Or if you have an emergency, stick that on your windshield. This. You get trapped in your car. You can't really see it that well. This will knock out the window. One tap, bang. I would do it on the table, but Eric the Tech, nah, he's not too cool about that. Also, oops. Hang on, there's a couple of buttons here. That's right. You can have fun with that, too. Actually, send out an SOS signal. And then, of course, the flashlight, which is right there. And on the back end, you have a compass. And I used this when I was traveling. Yeah, heck with GPS. I use this. Eric Deck laughed at me when I brought this out, and I was like using the compass. He said, what are you
like
doing?
A pilgrim.
Yeah, yeah. That's me. All right. Thank you. Thank you to fighterflare.com, promo code HAG20. When they said, is that right? I said, yeah, man, HAG20, that's good. All right. Speaking of good things for you, Health Masters, supplements are always good. Take your supplements, but take the ones that are best made. Healthmasters.com, best on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. You know, in addition to supplements, let me digress just a tad. If you haven't done so already, listen to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show Monday through Friday and once on Sunday. Remember that song, Never on Sunday? Well, now it's once on Sunday. I've got to tell you, they have an hour download show you don't want to miss. The information they provide to you is just beyond, it's just beyond anything I could do because I can't talk that fast. Look at the products they've got. Excellent vitamin C. Vitamin C with antioxidants. Vitamin C powder with antioxidants. They've got so many products that will help you stay fit, stay healthy, or get healthy in the event you are having some issues. Healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. And we may have a promo code. I'll ask Austin about that. But in the meantime, make sure you go to healthmasters.com, bookmark that website, and order accordingly. Austin Brewer, I took some time from you, but how are you?
Doug, my friend, I am blessed and highly favored. How are you doing today?
The same. I feel blessed, highly favored, actually. Yeah. And I appreciate seeing you. I mean, it's good to see you, brother.
Yeah, you too. It's been a while. Got a lot of stuff going on, you and I. It's great to be back on the show, and I was listening to some stuff you're talking about. I got to get one of those flashlights, too. You had me sold on it. You started playing with it. I was like, okay, I need that.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get in trouble. Okay, so when I was driving, I did put this on the windshield, and I did do that. Okay,
you're going to get people in trouble with that, man.
Yeah, you know how many people got out of my way? Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. I don't know why.
Down the side, you know, the the green lane on the side with that on, and you know, people just be like, ah, whatever, you know, kind of just let you be.
it was fun. But hey, you know what? It'll save your life. Kind of like your supplements. I gotta say this. You want quality. You've got to. And by the way, this is quality. I mean, this thing. You knock yourself on the head with this accidentally, man, you'll knock yourself out. But your supplements are the best. And I thank you for creating them and for offering them to our listening audience. And
absolutely, Doug. You know, if I can make them any better, I would say that I would do it. I mean, I take them, my kids take them, everybody takes them. So, I mean, I always encourage people when they're looking at supplements or looking at nutrients, do the research on the ingredients, compare them to other products, look at what's really in this stuff. Don't just sit there and let it hide behind a proprietary blend, you know, with 50 different, you know, ingredients, and you have no idea actually what's really in it and the dosage that's in it. And I heard earlier I will activate the coupon code after the show, the HR5.
HR5.
We haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. HR5 will be hot. I'll get that rolling. We haven't done it in a long time. I know your listeners want to jump on some stuff. And on top of that as well, we also have the zinc glycinate on sale for 20% off right now.
Oh, great.
That is a huge product. Really, really important product. Fantastic for the immune system. Really good for libido, reproductive health. And it's also one of those key nutrients your body needs because it's not fat soluble. It's water soluble. Zinc doesn't store up in the body. It's constantly used with over 300 different mechanisms. So it has to be constantly added to the body on a regular basis in order to maintain enormous amounts of antioxidant activity and all kinds of different health properties to it. So, again, that's on sale right now. Big sale product of the week. Everybody voted, and it won Health Masters Zinc Glycinate. And also, too, I want to give all of your listeners a chance if they want to get more active on a lot of stuff we're doing now. We put together the team_HealthMasters Instagram. We had a big Instagram we were working on a while back ago. We were sharing a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, that account got closed. We couldn't get it back open. So we started a new one, team_HealthMasters. It's a way for a lot of listeners to go on there, follow us, send us DMs. We respond to stuff a lot and try to keep it ahead of everything. And just a quicker way to talk to the customers, because I know a lot of your customers, a lot of your listeners want to get a hold of us quickly. Sometimes they don't want to make a phone call. So that new Instagram, team_HealthMasters, has been something that I think has been very beneficial for a lot of people to have direct access for us. Because, you know, you and I we're in the same boat together, you know, as far as, you know, people want to know what's going on. They want to know the truth. And that's kind of our job, what we do, you know, to bring the truth out to everybody. And I heard you talking earlier about this debacle in Haiti. This whole thing is just a gigantic CIA operation, all the way from the weapon systems that you see a lot of these gangs running down there, that I've gotten reports now that they've had drones that they're using. And you got these cannibalistic leaders down there that are burning people and eating them. And I said last week, the beginning of last week, when all this happened, I said, they're going to try to punish Florida with this. I said, you guarantee you 100% they're going to try to swarm all these Haitians, especially these very violent ones. They're going to try to bring them into Florida. Sure enough, it's exactly what they're doing right now. DeSantis just brought in another couple hundred National Guard with patrol boats. The problem with it is, what do you do with them? I mean, would you stop them out on the coast and try to push them back? I mean, not to mention Florida's coastline is enormous. It doesn't look that big because it's a peninsula. When you actually look at the mileage-wise of coastline in Florida, it's enormous when you span it out in a straight line. And so this is not going to be good. These guys that are coming up here, most of them are steeped in voodooism, voodoo and Satanism. These guys are cannibals, man. I mean, Haiti has always had some really rough people down there. There's a lot of good people from Haiti that have come up here. They've been super beneficial and adapted to our country. But there's also a group down there that is just pure evil. And I've already talked to a bunch of my buddies, a couple of contractor buddies that I know, a couple of retired military Marine Corps guys, and all my guys, my team that I train with. And everybody's very aware that this is going to be a problem. If these guys start landing, they start hitting the beachfront, they start coming in here, these guys are not going to be coming here with the rule of law like we think we have in Florida. These guys operate a whole different level down there in Haiti, and that's why they're bringing them up here. That's why the CIA is bringing them up here. Is I personally think they want to destabilize Florida as much as they can. They also want to bring in as many voters as they can to try to skew the election coming up. Florida's always been a swing state. Whatever Florida votes is what the whole presidential election generally swings to. And so I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing this just descending upon Florida and what's been going on from the southern border. I cannot exaggerate when I tell you that we have literally had a full-blown invasion in central Florida, and I don't mean from just people from California and Colorado. There's areas and subdivisions that Ted and I have gone into, and literally the entire subdivision, I mean, I'm talking brand new houses. These are $300,000-$500,000 houses. They're not some, you know, no crazy builds, but they're nice houses. They're brand new. You know, there's like 3, 4, 5 bedroom, 3 bath, 4 bath. And we went into this neighborhood. It's right down the road from our house. And every single person, the entire neighborhood, all, every family, they're all Hispanic. We stopped. We were driving through. And we stopped to talk to a few of them. None of them spoke English. There's 6, 7 of them out in their yards and cars everywhere. I don't know how anybody pays for anything because nobody goes to work. We drove through one day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was just as busy as it was at 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday as it was on a 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. And we went to the front area, like the showcase house, and the girl in there had a hard time speaking English. She said, "Oh, well, we'll have to get back to you. You know, if there's any houses that are open right now, everything's basically, you know, essentially allotted and already called for." And I asked her, I said, "Where are all these people coming from?" I said, "Because these are not people from Auburn. It was even people from Central Florida." I said, "None of these people are out here." She goes, "Oh, well, but we're a diverse community, and we want to make sure we keep it that way," and pretty much shoot us out. And I was like, "Okay, this is awkward." And that is not the first time now that I personally witnessed this. I've had multiple other people tell me other subdivisions with the exact same story, scenario, verbatim now, all over Central Florida. And it's getting very ominous because you can tell that there's something happening, and it's happening very, very fast. And the vast majority of people that aren't aware of this are sleeping at the wheel. And that's why I've continually told everybody, make sure that you've got some backup food supplies. If something goes sideways, you don't have to go out to Walmart or Publix or Sam's to try to stock up on food. Make sure you got a backup supply of batteries, flashlights like you have, medical equipment, ammunition. I mean, make sure you got your trusty 12-gauge, you know, hog gun over here that I've had since I was 18. Anything that you feel that you may need to have around you at any given time in emergency, double check it, because there's some strange things, especially down here in Florida, that I've never witnessed living here in the 35 years of my life. And I'm watching the growth and invasion of Florida at an unprecedented rate, without any infrastructure buildup, without any hospitals, without any schools. So it begs the question to me, what are all these developers and what are all these individuals that are approving this know that I don't know? Because I've been fighting this in the city commissioners for the last 3 years now, all the way down to storage units that they put in that nobody wanted. Everybody fought. We got attorneys to oppose it. They still railroaded us. We drug it out for 2 years, and they eventually still got it approved because, of course, these boards now that we're finding, a lot of these city commissioners, they you know, their tracks are getting greased. They're basically going in and, you know, getting a, my opinion, a copious amount of money to approve a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, there's some wild stuff happening right now.
You know, that at that level, that's greed. In my view, that's greed. That is the love of money. Okay, at that level. Now, the other, well, the one thing that you have, the other areas don't, are swamps and alligators. Okay, I look at that as a solution. And I make no apologies by saying one of my favorite movies, actually a series of movies, is Death Wish, okay?
Yes.
You know, when you have a government or a police department or whatever that fails to protect the citizenry, you've got to do something, okay? I have no problem as an American citizen if I see a boat filled with people that could very well do me harm and likely will, of taking my own weapon out there and taking care of business. And folks, I make no apologies for saying that, okay?
Yeah.
But the problem is, okay, in my view, we don't have enough. You know, one person does that, jail for sure. You'll never hear from them again. 10 do it. Yeah, it might make the news. But if you had the entirety of the Christian white, hey, I'm a white Christian nationalist, and I'm proud of it. All right, by my definition of that, not by the left, we need to get involved, and we need to say, no, you're not coming over here. And if you know, look, I don't know what DeSantis is doing with respect to the protection of his shores, I don't know. But I've got no problem with him out there, you know, strafing our own National Guard if they're acting as a concierge service to bringing these people in. And I mean every word that I say, which is why, of course, I'm getting, I'm on the radar and on the list of people to be taken off the air. But go ahead, sir. I don't, this is your time.
Well, no, there's something very, very, very ominous what's going on with Department of Justice again in January 6th. They've discussed now how they're ramping up to put more arrests and more indictments out this year. They're going to the point now, and you already know this, Doug, they're going to the point now where trying to get warrants for people that simply put information out and basically encourage people to go up there on January 6th. It's getting very, very crazy. Clearly, we're in a complete and total failed state. The United States is a failed state. We had a failed election, a stolen election. The entire country has been hijacked by the deep state and the CIA. We're not operating as a republic anymore, as much as that hurts me to say this. But when you have the Department of Justice and the FBI that are being weaponized as literally the Gestapo of the United States, this isn't a word that I'm using lightly on this. This isn't an understatement. They are literally the new Gestapo 2024 2.0 of what we saw in Nazi Germany now. And they're being used to cull any dissidents, anybody that calls out an election. Because the thing about this is, and everybody knows this from history, when tyrants lie, when tyrants steal, when tyrants kill, when tyrants push their agenda, they can never let out of the throttle and admit they did anything wrong. They can never, ever allow anybody to question what they did. They have to stifle all dissidents. And that's what they're doing January 6th. You are not allowed to talk about the election that was blatantly stolen with the ballots during COVID to get Biden in office so he could walk around and lick his ice cream cone and shake hands with imaginary friends. They do not want anybody speaking of this. That is so beyond tyrannical, it boggles my mind. I mean, you see like Joe Biggs, I mean, he got, I think, what, 17 years now? I mean, for, you know, insurrection? I mean, these charges and this amount of insanity that they're putting out on these guys is so far-fetched. It's almost mind-bending when you start hearing these numbers and these sentences. Yet, in the same breath, you got individuals out in California that literally go do armed robberies and get no bond and get released the same day. You get the Venezuelan individual that basically killed a Lake and Riley girl down in Athens, Georgia. He was arrested on felony charges of child abandonment, child endangerment in New York. He got released without bail. He came down to Athens, Georgia, got arrested for felony shoplifting. Had a warrant put out for his arrest because he didn't go to court. This guy's running around now, multiple time felon, and goes and kills Riley while she's running with her earbuds in the middle of the afternoon on campus for no reason whatsoever other than he just wanted to do it. These people that are coming here right now, they are not good people. Most of them are not. I have a buddy of mine that came here from Venezuela legally years ago. He's a great guy. I've known him for years. And he flat out told me, he said, Austin, he goes, I saw this in Venezuela with Chavez. He goes, what you're seeing coming here, the reason why 99% are all early age males, while they're all in such good shape, while they all look disciplined, they don't look like some 50-year-old dude that's been hunker over in the woods. I'm hungry. Let me come to the United States. He goes, all these guys look like they have a definitive purpose coming here. He goes, and they do. He goes, why do you think they're getting cards? Why do you think they're getting cell phones? He goes, they're militia. They're mercenaries from Venezuela and other countries. He goes, they're getting paid to come here, and they're getting cell phones for coordinates and comms to be able to interlock with one another and communicate when the time comes. And they're getting continual cards every single month to pay for everything because that's what they're being paid as mercenaries. That's why they're being put up in housing for free. That's why they're getting everything for free. Nobody is this inept and this stupid in any level of government that you would allow millions of individuals to come into a country every single year illegally. And then when they come here, you literally roll out the red carpet, hand them the caviar, hand them a beer, give them their cell phone, hand them an iPad, give them free money, put them up in the Ritz-Carlton and say, hey, we're so glad you're here illegally. Go ahead and make yourself at home. We hope you enjoy it here for the rest of your life. No government is that stupid and that inept. They're not. This is being done as a concerted effort to bring in militia and mercenaries in the United States with the sole purpose of utilizing them when the time comes to cause a massive amount of chaos. And that's why I've said now more than ever, it's so important to keep your immune system strong with all the stress going on. It's so important to make sure your body and mind strong, make sure you run the ultimate multiple, the B complex, keeping your energy at top, mental acuity at top, and making sure you have the ability to handle yourself in a situation, continue to train combatants, continue to actively train as far as with any firearms, and know what to do. Because I can tell you right now, and I'm confident with this, we have a massive fight coming to us. It may not be next week. It may not be next month. It may not be this year. But there is a fight that's coming to the American population. And if nobody sees that right now, you're simply not looking, Doug.
I could not have said that any better myself. Sam Faddis was on with Steve Bannon. Sam Faddis, a former CIA operative, covert operative, actually one of the good guys, talking about an event that will take place, absolutely 100% certain, that will eclipse 9/11. He also, I think it was him, yeah, it was him, also spoke about an Iranian assassin general, if you will, in this country, putting together a team to take out the top officials who were aligned with or associated with President Trump. All of this is coming, this is converging right now. What do you see happening? Obviously, we haven't fixed 2020. No one wants to do that. We haven't fixed 2022. But you think 2024 is going to be any friggin' different? No, of course not. Unless, of course, there's some radical changes. I signed up to be a poll challenger for the 2024, for whatever good that's going to do. But I'll tell you what, at least I'm doing something. But the fact is, I'm not even sure we're going to have elections coming up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you see taking place?
I mean, there's some weird stuff going on. I mean, now that Trump's on the ballot officially, there's so many narratives, whether or not they want him to be this, you know, paradigm, left-right narrative, the good, the bad, the yin, the yang with Biden and Trump, or if simply he really is going to do what he says he's going to do. I don't know. He's did a lot of things I didn't care for. He's president. He's got a good game. He talks a big game. Quite frankly, I would love to have him over this bumbling buffoon that can't even read a teleprompter properly. This is just simply embarrassing from a country that was once the greatest nation in the world. We've got a guy basically looks like he's about to poop himself half the time he's on stage and can't even put a coherent sentence together while he's mumbling about ice cream, shaking hands with ghosts or imaginary friends. And it's like, this is the guy allegedly running the country. Like, okay, I don't even believe you believe that, bro. Like, you can't even try to pretend anyone thinks this guy has any aspect of government control or operations that's going on right now.
No.
They literally shuffle him out, get him to read a teleprompter, shuffle him back in his little hole in his cage, hand him his ice cream, and then he goes back and sits in his basement, you know, does whatever he does, you know, when he's not on amphetamines like they had him the other night for, you know, State of the Union. And he got him all geeked up. And then basically the next day, he can't even coherently speak anymore. His brain's so fried from whatever stims they had him on. And it's crazy. At the same time now, you've got this whole push, which is something unprecedented we've never seen now, where Congress is saying that they're going to essentially ban TikTok. And this is funny to me because I've seen some people that have been so pro this. And let me clarify this. I loathe TikTok. I think TikTok is a disgrace to mankind when it comes to social media and what it's done to the younger generation. It's trash. It's probably one of the worst social media platforms right up there with Snapchat. However, I also believe that freedom of speech is freedom of speech. And one of the reasons why they want to ban TikTok is because during COVID, there were no restrictions on TikTok on what people were talking about with guidelines, with the COVID shot, with the mask. It was an open platform. And there was a lot of information with nurses and individuals who spread the truth about vitamin C, D3, natural approaches on TikTok. As much as it's a garbage platform with some horrific content, it did have a positive role in waking some people up because so many people use it. The problem,
well, to be clear, I just want to clarify this. ByteDance effectively owns TikTok, and ByteDance, of course, is affiliated with the Communist Chinese Party. So it's a Communist Chinese platform. And I loathe TikTok too. I can barely function on a cell phone. Okay. But
yeah.
But that said, what you're about to say, I think is going to be extremely important for people to really understand, because be careful what you wish for. Because it could backfire. Go ahead, continue.
Well, you're exactly right. And yes, absolutely. You got the Communist Chinese Party that's monitoring these apps. But here's the silly part about this. So I've had some people arguing with me about this. I said, what do you think the NSA and the CIA do with Google and Alphabet and Facebook and Meta and Instagram? I said they monitor your microphone, they monitor your camera, they monitor your location, they watch every single thing you do in your phone, every keystroke. But suddenly, China owns this platform, so we need to ban it. Granted, I loathe China. I have nothing good to say about the Chinese Communist Party. There's a lot of good Chinese people in China, but the Chinese Communist Party is trash. They're communists. I loathe communists. But what nobody is realizing with this bill they're putting through Congress, this will be the first time that we will allow the federal government to come in and dictate what apps you can now have on your phone, what platforms you're allowed to look at on your phone, what ability you have on your phone to download certain techware. This is unprecedented, because I can promise you with 100% certainty, this will not stop with TikTok at all. This will spread like a cancer if this gets passed, and you will start having the government come in and saying, oh, that app's been deleted, this app's been deleted, this you can't say anymore, that you can't say anymore. Well, because it's for national security. It's for your safety and protection. You have to understand that we're doing this to protect you. We're doing it to protect you. I mean, we always did this to protect you. We gave you your 8th COVID booster. It was for protection. You know, we told you to wear 3 masks because it's for your protection. You know, why don't you guys appreciate us? Thank us for protecting you so much. I mean, golly, all we're trying to do is turn you into good little peasant slaves. Just thank us for it. That's what nobody's bothering to realize with this, is when you start giving the government this level of power that's unprecedented. Here's the thing. If the government's so concerned about the garbage that's on TikTok and what's being monitored by the Chinese Communist Party, why are they not as equally concerned about the massive influx of child pornography and child trafficking that's happening right now? Why is nothing being discussed in Congress about pushing and addressing that more and fighting that and combating that more and bringing more money to the table to fight that more? Oh, well, we're not allowed to talk
about
that. Good
point. Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about the millions of kids every year that disappear that are drug and assault, sex trafficking. And a lot of it comes down to the porn industry. So if we're doing that, why aren't we banning Pornhub while we're at it? Why don't we ban Pornhub? So we got to get rid of that. I mean, if we're going to start picking and choosing everything we're going to ban that nobody should have access to, we just need to start picking it all. You know, actually, you know, there's some stuff on Instagram that I don't like either. Yeah, ban it. Ban Instagram. Ban it. Everything is banned. If we don't like it, ban it. And so this is a really slippery slope that I think a lot of people haven't addressed. Do I think the Communist Chinese Party needs to be operating this app that basically is a cancer to this younger youth? No, I don't. Do I think a federal government needs to have a say in what you can and can't talk about and can and can't say and can and can't look at within reason, within legality? No, I don't. So this is a very strange position that everybody's finding themselves in. And again, you've got this polarity where you've got one group that wants to give the government all power and the other group that basically is like, no, we can't ban it because we make stupid TikTok dances and slurpy challenges and moronic things and we need to be able to do it. And so you got to look at it from an open standpoint and say, okay, what's really going on behind the scenes here and what's really going to happen if we give the government more power to control what we're allowed to say, think, do, and look at, Doug.
You know, it's a 12-page bill that is being introduced to ban TikTok. But it also, in that bill, it's a tight bill, according to the sponsors. But in that bill, it also says any other platform that has an influence, I'm paraphrasing now, I'm not quoting exactly, foreign adversarial influence monetarily with an app. So if you can kind of work through your mind, folks, what if Rumble, for example, took on a is an investor from, we'll say, from another country, and that country was deemed adversarial to the U.S., okay? And maybe that investor was a minority investor, but they could, by that bill, ban Rumble, and there we go, okay? Or X, or Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, okay. Twitter now.
People have to, again, watch what is taking place, like you point out. And folks, that's why you need to listen to Ted and Austin Brewer's show Monday through Friday. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Make sure you click on the link to the shows, and you can drill down to previous shows. It's amazing the information that they pass, just like you're hearing today, as well as the supplements, quality supplements. You need them. Go to healthmasters.com. For a limited time now, use HR5, Hagmann Report, HR5, okay, for 5% off the non-saleable items. And I've got to tell you, the supplements will change your life, okay? If you want quality supplements, there you have it, healthmasters.com. And I appreciate them for what they do. They're very transparent into what they give as a product, and the products are absolutely 100% effective. And you know, it's just, I know Eric the Tech, if you look at Eric the Tech's desk, behind him, he's got like bottles of supplements, and it's just amazing, as I do in my office. Healthmasters.com, HR5. Austin Brewer is my guest. I've missed him. We've been, our schedules have been so screwed up over the last several weeks, but we're back, and we're back in full force. Go ahead, Austin. What else is on your mind, my friend?
Oh, absolutely. In referencing back, there's some nutrients articles. I've been digging through all kinds of stuff for the last couple of days. New research has come out. And what's interesting, because I get this question a lot about hearing loss and tinnitus. And one thing that it's finding out now, there's a new article, and it's discussing how scientists have discovered that blaring noises trigger a zinc overload in the inner ear. What's crazy about this is they're saying zinc may be a key supplement in helping to reduce hearing loss. They said the new study is first to pinpoint zinc's role in hearing loss. The study here is the precise location of free-floating zinc signaling in the inner ear. We also were first to document the dysregulation of zinc signaling in the inner ear after loud noise exposure. Most importantly, we're the first to show that noise-induced hearing loss can be mitigated by administering compounds that chelate or trap excess free zinc. While the study demonstrated zinc's critical role in noise-induced hearing loss, they acknowledged they still do not fully understand the reason behind the rapid zinc release after loud sound exposure or the mechanism of inner ear damage caused by the spike in free zinc. And so it goes on to say here, and this is one of the reasons why it's so important to take a really good zinc, like the zinc that we have is zinc glycinate, zinc biglycinate chelate. And so what it does is it goes right into the cells. It absorbed immediately. It's not rock. It's not like calcium carbonate. You see some of that where it's literally ground up shell they put in there. This is high dollar, high quality zinc that goes right in the cells. Because remember, zinc is not fat soluble. It is water soluble. So it does not build up in the body long term. You have to continue to supplement with it. And that's, again, why it's such an important ingredient and nutrient in daily supplements. Because it getting it in food now, golly, Doug, we're watching the food supply just change like nothing I've ever witnessed before now, with some of these farm issues that are going on, with the beef issue that just happened down in Texas, with the poultry over the last year, with a lot of these chicken farms. There's been so much war on the food supply. Then on top of that, the food is just getting worse and worse and worse, and the quality is going downhill. Everything is being done intentionally, in my opinion, to try to get a baseline of control over the vast majority of people's food consumption, so you can control and monitor what they do, what they eat, and how they feel. Because remember, if they continue to squeeze the market and make the only available food that most people can get as toxic as possible, loaded up with so many pesticides and herbicides that's so disgusting and horrific for the body's going to be constantly sick all the time. That's why, like, our food buckets that we save, that we store, 20-year food buckets, they basically are organic, certified USDA organic food buckets, which are very hard to find because there's no high fructose corn syrup in them. There's nothing, no toxic ingredients, because the way I looked at it, if I actually have to eat this stuff, and it really goes sideways and I'm eating survival food, which I've tried all of them, and they're not bad whatsoever. But if I'm really eating those, I don't want to be eating a bunch of crap, because some of these foods on the market, and I've seen some foods that people have stored up, it literally, like, it's all it is. It's high fructose corn syrup with maltodextrin, with cornstarch. You know, I mean, it's just filler. It's literally filler that they add into other processed foods that they have excess of, and they just mend this stuff together in giant vats, throw it in Mylar packages, throw it in the doggone food bucket, and say, hey, you got survival food. When actually you look at the ingredients on it, it's literally worse quality than dog food. I wouldn't even feed it to my blue-nosed pit Thor. Wouldn't even let him eat some of this food that they put on the market with survival food. So again, another important reason why it's so important to do your research, read and understand what's actually being put into food and vitamins, so you have a more diverse understanding of what a lot of this stuff is, so you can do your best to maintain your health and strength. Doug, what do you think?
What's the end game objective here with that? I mean, obviously, food? I mean, with the contamination of the food supply, obviously they want us dead, right? But
dead control.
Control. Okay.
That's what the baseline comes down to, is they want to get full control over the food supply so they can monitor it, they can dictate it, they can manipulate it. And essentially, if you don't do what you're supposed to do and you're a little bad peasant and you say something on Facebook that they deem disinformation, well, then all of a sudden your digital payments aren't able to buy anything, and you basically, your carbon credits are expired. You can no longer buy certain foods or meats. And it's all, excuse me. It's all about control. That's what this whole thing comes down to, because you look back throughout history, anytime you look at a government that controls the food and manipulates the food, right after that, there's usually mass genocide quickly thereafter for the people that did not get prepared. And so I think that's what a lot of people need to realize, is that this stuff that's happening, it's not by accident, man. This stuff, all these things can't be this coincidental all at once, one time. It doesn't happen like that, does it?
Well, okay, so I've got two questions for you, two-part question. Do you think shows like yours and platforms like mine, do you think we are waking up more people now than, we'll say, a year ago or 5 years ago? That's question one. And question two, if so, what will be the result? And we could talk about this all day long, but until we do something about it, what the hell? I mean, we're just sitting behind a mic bitching, okay? I'm ready to. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm serious about it.
So to answer your question, A, I think COVID really woke a lot of people up. I think shows like yours and like mine really have done a job at getting truth out there. And we need all of our listeners' help. We need them to forward these shows. We need them to get more people listening to stuff. There's a lot of shows out there that are continually growing because people want to hear the truth. People are eager to hear the truth. People are tired of being lied to. And COVID was a huge event that literally manipulated the hearts and minds of so many people. And a lot of people, I think they got embarrassed. Afterwards, the ones that really woke up, they got embarrassed and they were like, dude, this really sucks. Like, I was totally played like a fool. I was lied to about every single thing, and I bought it hook, line, and sinker and went right down the river with it. And so I think a lot of people got frustrated and finally said, I'm not doing this again. I'm not complying with this. And I think one of the most effective things that we've talked about, you know, besides just getting the truth out there, being behind a mic and talking about it, the first thing is civil disobedience. And
your picture is next in the dictionary, is next to the phrase civil disobedience. Your picture. I love it, because
you're on the side of me on it.
I'm right there with you, brother.
I think that's one of the key factors, is, you know, you can't be a mindless sheep. You can't be just a lump on a log. If something's happening and you're not comfortable with it, then you need to say something about it, or you need to not do it, or you need to resist. You need to take a step back and be like, dude, what is this crap? I'm not doing this. This is stupid. No, don't talk to me. You know, for some odd reason, we've seen, you know, during COVID, there were a lot of people that essentially, especially in government, they got this new accomplishment sense as far as the aspect of where they thought they were really hot stuff. They really felt like they've accomplished something because now they're a big person in COVID. They get to tell people what to do. But in fact, we realized the vast majority of these people were complete and total losers. They never did anything with their life, and now they had this claim to fame where they got to dictate to people what they could do. You have to get the shot. You've got to wear a mask before you walk in the store. And all these really juvenile, asinine things that people did until a lot of people finally took a step back, like you said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to comply with this. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not getting the shot. I'll get a religious exemption. If you try to push me further than that, I'm going to file suit on you, which a lot of people have done in the hospitals. I've told people that from the very beginning, filing suits from all this stuff. And a lot of the stuff that, you know, you see now, again, like I said earlier, not complying with certain things that you basically have a conviction on. And then on top of that, one of the other things that we can continue to do, this is what I reiterate all the time, is A, raising little Americans, making sure that you are raising children, that they're going to be Americans, that we were going to replace us. Because right now, we are on a downhill slope with a very, very slow growth rate in the United States. And the problem with it is the vast majority of the kids that are being raised right now are pathetic, dude. They're embarrassing, man. It's 11, 12, and I'm not trying to pick on them because they're kids. But, dude, they're some of the softest-ass generation I've ever witnessed in my entire life. I mean, all they want to do is sit on an iPad all day. These kids don't even know anything other than screens. When they get their screen taken away or they got to go to bed, they literally have a straight meltdown. I mean, meltdown, dude. I've seen it firsthand in my eyes, and I'm like, well, you got a real hard lesson coming your way, son. If you actually think the world gives a rat's ass about what you feel or think, nobody cares in the real world about what you think, especially because your iPad died. Get over it. Move on. Go on with life. It sucks. Learn to live with it. Embrace it. And that's what so many of these kids are not understanding, dude. And I mean, what we're going to see now, too, with this culture, this moron culture that is just being exacerbated by this younger kids and social media, is that these kids all want this participation trophy. They all want to have this aspect where they don't want to do anything or achieve anything or accomplish anything. They just are fully entitled. The road to success and goals and what you want to achieve is going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would have it. If you use 100 people that go on a road and there's a bar of gold at the end of the road, and 100 people out of 100 people make it to the end of the road, you got to cut the bar up 100 different ways. Is that little piece of gold really that valuable? Mm. No, it's really not. Nobody really cares. Like, oh, I got my little piece of gold. I got my gold. Everybody's like, nobody cares. All the 100 other people that went with you did it. Nobody even dropped out. If 100 people go on the road and one person makes it to the end and you get that bar of gold, oh, you're something else. People know what you did for that gold. They knew how you fought. You scraped, you ground, you did everything you had to do to get to that goal, and you achieved it. They had it. They did it, and nobody else did it. Ah, now you got some respect. Now you got some accomplishment. Now you've got that prize where you say, I know what I did. And that's one thing that is ruining the mindset of this younger generation, is they have no sense of accomplishment. They never accomplish anything successful because they expect everything to be handed to them. And, man, that is a dangerous place, Doug, for society to start going down when you start having the younger generation start living and acting like this. And so, again, what we can do, get our minds strong, get our bodies strong. Make sure we're keeping ourselves healthy, make sure we're keeping our kids healthy, and make sure we continue raising kids and get involved locally the best you can. Sometimes it's a fiasco like we've seen down here, but making sure you're being directly involved with a lot of stuff that you can, and getting groups together, training together, talking together, having all these different people that you know you can talk to and essentially get together if a situation arises. That's my personal opinion on what I'm personally doing as far as in the median right now, why a lot of stuff's happening that I feel is the most effective real-world experience and brings the most amount of change as far as in that aspect, Doug.
You know, I agree 100% with you. Folks, get your kids off of Facebook, off of take no phones. Get their phones out of their hands. Give them a phone to call in case of an emergency. Use that technology. But the other crap, no. Get them outside. Get them playing. Get them with nature. I believe that 100%. And the people who created the problem should not be in charge of any solutions.
That's exactly right.
So we need to go out to our school boards, to our county or city council meetings, and cause a stir and say, you know what, you're not God. You shut up and F you. and shut up.
Yes.
Okay. And those people who do that, the people who are, if you're like-minded with that person, back that person up. The cop comes in to take him out. You make sure you surround that person and say, no, this guy has a right to speak. Just because they, the liberals who suck, who caused the problem, don't want to hear it, doesn't mean this guy can't talk. So I think we all have to do that. Healthmasters.com, folks. That is the place to go for nutritional supplements. I'm telling you, it's changed my life. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. Folks, look, we don't know, okay? We just don't know what's going to happen. I would urge you this weekend, get your supplements now, because you don't know, next week the entire grid could be shut down, transportation could be shut down, who the hell knows? So get them now, while they're on sale. HR5 coupon code healthmasters.com. but stock up on them. If instead of buying one bottle, buy two, because you know, one is none, two is one. And that's what we have to do. So I just can't say enough good about your product and your show too. Is just beyond. I mean, you've been on fire lately. I've had the opportunity to listen to you in transit and such, and I've got to say, Ted Awesome Brower Show is the place to go for. Information download like you can't believe. So, with that, we've got about 5 minutes left. Austin, anywhere you want to go, I don't care if you want to talk. Recipes for grilled alligator, don't matter, but it's up to you.
Dude, fried gator down here, granted, I don't like fried food. I don't generally eat gator very often. But yeah, fried gator tail is pretty popular down here in Florida, but it is a reptile. It tastes like chicken, honestly. Everybody makes a big thing about it. I'm like, if you eat it by itself, it really doesn't taste good. You got to put all kinds of sauce on it and season it. Make it taste good. Everybody that comes to Florida, they want to try alligator.
You got to try it, man, at least once, right? But yeah, it tastes like.
Then yeah. You can try water box centered diamondback rattlesnake too. Some people eat snake down here. That's not against them. I'm going to recommend these are unclean animals. But yeah, some people like to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. But seriously, we got about 4 minutes left. Take us out wherever you want to go, whatever's on your heart. And of course, folks, let me just take 30 seconds and reaffirm healthmasters.com, the best place to get your nutritional supplements. Don't waste your money elsewhere. Healthmasters.com for your nutritional supplements, from your ultimate multiple to C to zinc to, I mean, you name it, they've got it. Plus, they also have a great model distiller, some hard, what do you call it? Durable goods as well as their food supply. Make sure you take advantage of that, because they sell only the best. Healthmasters.com, HR5 is the coupon code. Now you can finish this up. Go ahead.
Oh, we try to run the best. And also, too, while everybody's on there, you know, grab a bottle of the zinc glycinate on sale for 20% off right now. It's product of the week. You'll be shocked on what it does as far as with energy and brain function and overall health and immune system. Really, really effective product. I think I'll close out this one story, just kind of the current state of affairs and what we're witnessing around the world. And this comes out of Canada, in Clown World, Canada. And essentially, because the rising crime in Toronto is getting so bad, citizens and police are coming up with creative ways to deal with robberies. The City News report described nearly 25% rise in car thefts from 2022 to 2023, and police in one area have resorted to passing out doorstops to homeowners to help prevent their doors from being kicked in by criminals. However, the Toronto police came out with a great idea. They appeared in a segment telling citizens, you need to just leave your keys in the car. Leave your car keys in the front door, because criminals are going to break into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them are being arrested with guns, and they're not toy guns. They're loaded guns. So leave your key fobs in your car, and that'll prevent them from breaking into your house to steal your keys so they can steal your car. I
got a better idea, but go ahead. You first.
I'll tell you right now. 12 games, baby. That's, you know, one out slugs does a nice mess with any soft tissue.
That's kind of the same thing. Look, ain't nobody coming on my property to steal a damn thing or hurt my wife or hurt my family, hurt my kids, no. Grandkids. Okay. No. I will fight back, and I will pile the bodies like cordwood without apology. And I'm telling you right now, if we don't do that, screw the people who, we have no laws anymore. So, well, we got a two-tiered system of justice. So but it doesn't matter. Hey, you know what? I'm old enough where life in prison really doesn't mean much to me anymore. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Clown World, Toronto, Canada. That's not Florida. That's not Texas. But again, we got our hands full down here in Florida. There's a fight coming. I told everybody to get ready for it. This is going to be interesting right now. We already have a massive crime explosion in South Florida. It's about to get a whole hell of a lot worse here very shortly, man, if this starts happening with all these gangs coming up here from Haiti. So,
well, given the weather down there, I'll come down and help you. Back you up, okay?
Got a bunch of backup M4s, man. I'll take care of you. You don't even have to bring anything down here.
You'll have to give me one of the little rascals outfitted with a gun.
Yeah, I'll put you side by side with a 240 Bravo on it. You'll like that.
I can't wait. Brother, thank you so very much. Tell Ted I said hello, and God bless you, my friend. Thank you for all you do. From your show to your products. I love it.